KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 43 degrees in Atlantic, looking forward to be mostly sunny today with a high near 80, winds north at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, two men were arrested in Red Oak Sunday following a fight. Authorities say officers responded to the incident in the 400 block of East Knuckles Street. Following an investigation, 38-year-old Miguel Angel Lopez of Red Oak and 42-year-old Corey Michael Erickson of Shenandoah were taken into custody for disorderly conduct and interference with official acts. Both men were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond each. No injuries were reported following a collision Saturday morning in Creston, but a man from Shenandoah received three citations. Creston police say a 2018 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 43-year-old Bruce Allen Tracy of Murray was stopped at a traffic light at the intersection of Lincoln and Townline Streets in Creston when his vehicle was hit from behind by a 2007 Saturn Aura XE. The driver of the car, 31-year-old Anthony Robert Darling of Shenandoah, told police he was having issues with his brakes and could not stop. Darling was cited for failure to maintain control, driving while license suspended, denied, canceled, or revoked, and failure to provide proof of accident insurance. Both vehicles sustained an estimated $6,000 damage each. Firefighters from Wyota and Anita were dispatched to a garage and shed fire at around 11:04 p.m. Saturday. The incident involved a structure 200 block of West Pioneer, which is on the city's northeast side. Atlantic Fire was requested for an extra tanker and manpower, as was Cumberland and Messina Fire. Additional details are currently not available. Cass County Sheriff's Office was also on scene. An attempted traffic stop Saturday night in Montgomery County resulted in a pursuit and the arrest of a man from Clarinda. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, deputies were dispatched to actually performing routine patrol on Highway 48 southbound at around 9 p.m., when a motorcycle approached them heading northbound. Deputies activated their in-car radar and observed the motorcycle was traveling at 102 miles per hour. The deputy activated their red light and siren, made a U-turn to catch up with the cycle. As they got behind the machine, they saw it had an Iowa license plate, which came back to a gray 2013 Harley-Davidson. The cycle continued at a high rate of speed, leading deputies on a pursuit through Red Oak to Highway 71, where the motorcycle crashed. At that time, the operator of the machine, Jason Patrick Fahey of Clarinda, was arrested and charged with eluding. His bond was set at $2,000. In other news, here's a reminder for you. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department will host a meeting this evening at City Hall to discuss the future of Sunnyside Pool. The meeting will take place in the council's chambers beginning at 5 p.m. The Parks and Rec Director, Brian Rasmussen, has said that he really hopes the public comes out to let them know what amenities and improvements they're looking for at the pool. He would also like to get a firmer idea of what projects to work into proposals from companies that would bid on a potential project. The Cass County Board of Supervisors tomorrow morning are expected to act on approving the appointment of an auditor's assistant to fill a vacancy. The board is also expected to take possible action on the closing of 570th Street at the Interstate 80 underpass as part of a plan by the Iowa Department of Transportation. Turn I-80 into six lanes, three in each direction, which would necessitate the closure of roads under certain overpasses that have a low volume of traffic. The DOT has previously stated that it costs anywhere from $2 to $3 million to replace a bridge that would not be necessary if the road is closed and the earth built up to support traffic instead of having a bridge in place. Landowners in the area have voiced their opposition to the plan, citing the need to get their crops and or animals living on the other side of the bridge on their land. In other business, the Cass County Supervisors Tuesday will discuss further ISICS, that's the Iowa Statewide Interoperable Communications System, cost and funding. Last week, Cass County Public Safety Commission's Communications Supervisor Mike Kennan and Sheriff Darby McLaren reported to the board that several entities have voiced their support for going with ISICS. Additional communication antenna and related equipment will be needed. Both men requested the board begin the process to secure essential purpose bonds. A public hearing on the proposal to fund the project was set for October the 12th. The supervisors will continue discussions Tuesday with regard to the Willow Heights building and grounds that the county owns and possible uses for the American Rescue Plan funding. Their meeting begins at 9 a.m. in the supervisors' boardroom inside the Cass County Courthouse. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman late last week said those voters wishing to complete an absentee ballot request form for the November 2nd city and school elections may now file request forms with the Cass County Auditor's Office. Sunderman says due to recent legislation, the period to request absentee ballots has gone from 120 to 70 days. The new legislation has also shortened the number of days that the auditor's office may have ballots available for absentee voting. Voters now have 20 days to vote absentee, either by mail or in person, rather than 29 days. Persons wishing to receive a ballot by mail for the city school election will need to complete an absentee ballot request form and return it to the Cass County Auditor's Office by no later than 5 p.m. on October the 18th. In-person early voting in the auditor's office begins October 13th. Absentee ballot request forms are on the Cass County website, auditor's page, or you can call the Cass County Auditor's Office at 243-4570. And this is a countywide election. Every eligible voter in Cass County is eligible to vote in this election. City residents will vote for both city and school candidates, while rural residents will vote for school candidates only. If you need more information, including the location of voting centers, look for the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.